Amarav Tanchum, Amarav Asi, Ta'av lo iske gevuras kesham b'tchias ha-meisim, machzir noso shels brachim b'vechza shanam e machzir noso. Regarding Tfilas Geshem, there are two things that we say in Shmona Esrei. First of all, Mashal Ruach Mar HaGeshem, that's called Gevuras Geshamim, that we say in the first three brachos, in brachos Gevuras. And then there is the Tein Tal Matal Bracha, which is in Berachos Hashanah. What Rabbi Tanachum says is that if you don't say Mashal Ruach Mar HaGeshem, then you have to repeat the entire Shmona Esrei. If you don't say the same Tal Matal Bracha, Ein Machzir Noso, why? Mnei Sheyachol Omra B'Shomei HaTfila. Because you have the option of saying it in Shomei HaTfilah. Havdala b'chonin hadas. If you don't say Havdala b'chonin hadas, ein machzir also, you don't repeat the Shmona Esrei. Mipnei sheyachol omra alakos, because you say Havdala alakos. Meisve. There is gone Rav Asi from a brisa. Tav lo hiske gvurs kasham b'tchias ha-meisim machzir also. That's the same as Rav Asi. That's fine. She'elu b'rich hashanim machzir noso. That's different than Rav Asi. Rav Asi said, ein machzir noso, v'pnei she'yachol omra b'shem reyat tefillah. The Brisa says, machzir noso. Havdel b'chon hadas, ein machzir noso, v'pnei she'yachol omra ala kos. That's the same. So the machloks between Rav Asi and between the Brisa is regarding the same Talmatul of Racha. If you forget the same Talmatul of Racha, do you repeat or don't you repeat? Rav Asi says you don't repeat because you can say it b'shamei atfila, and the Brisa says you do repeat. The Gemara says lo kasha, ha biyachid ha betzibur. Betzibur my time alone mishum deshama mishliach tzibur. Right? If you're in a minyan and you hear the chazar sashatz, you don't have to repeat. If you forget the same talmud al bracha, you don't have to repeat because you hear it from the shliach tzibur, and you're yotze by listening to the shliach tzibur. On the other hand, if you're biyachid and you don't say it, you have no option of listening to the Shliach Tzibur, and therefore you have to repeat. So basically the halacha is if you forget the same Talmud Tal Avracha, you have to repeat. However, if you're in a minyan, you don't have to repeat. That's what the Gemara says at this point. Then the Gemara says, Ihachi, if the reason that you don't repeat is because you could hear from the Shliach Tzibur, b'shnei sheyachol la'omer b'shmei ha'tfila, b'shnei sheshomer b'tfila tzibur me'vayelei. Ravasa says, why don't you repeat? Not because you hear it from the Shliach Tzibur. You don't repeat, why? Because you can say b'shamei atfila. Ela idi biyachid. Both Ravasa and the Brisa are talking about biyachidus. V'lo kasha hadi idkar kodem shamei atfila, hadi idkar basa shamei atfila. If you remember before shamei atfila, you don't have to repeat. You can say it in shamei atfila. What happens if you remember after shamei atfila? Then you have to repeat. The Brisa is talking about where you remembered after the Shomei HaTfila, and Rav Asi is talking about where you remembered before Shomei HaTfila. Okay? A very, very simple, straightforward Gemara. Correct? Okay? What does the Gemara hold if you would forget, let's say you forget Shelu Birchas Hashanim in a minyan, and you remembered after Shomei HaTfila, but you're in a minyan, what would you do?
Wait for the...
You can listen to Shliach Tzibur. Right? That's what it's idi biyachid. Right? In other words, it doesn't reject the previous answer. Listening to Shliach Tzibur is enough. It doesn't reject the previous answer. You can listen to Shliach Tzibur and be yotze. However, we have to be talking about a case where you're biyachidus, and the reason that you don't repeat is because you could say it for Shomei HaTfila. But had you remembered after Shomei HaTfila, or forgotten totally, you would have to repeat because you could listen to Shliach Tzibur. Okay? That's what the Gemara seems to say, and basically we have here a halacha that if one forgets Birchas Hashanim, one forgets to say Talmud Tal Racha, you don't have to repeat, you can listen to the Shliach Tzibur. Okay? As a matter of fact, the Tosus, regarding a parallel Gemara that comes right afterwards, source number two, Tavlo Hiskir Shalosh Chorish Pa'avoda Chozer La'avoda. What happens if you forget Yalav V'yavo? Right? If you forget in Maariv, you don't repeat. But if you forget in Shachris or Mincha, you have to repeat. Right? You have to, or if you didn't take the three steps back, you can go back to it safe. Uvahalachos gudos pirish datka biyachir. Abba betzibur eno chozer. V'neish eshoma mishliach tzibur. This is only talking about when if you forget Yalav Yavu, you have to repeat Shmona Esrei. If you're not in a minyan. If you're in a minyan, you listen to the Shliach Tzibur. right? And where did he get that idea from? From the previous Gemara about Birchas Hashanah, correct? So there's always a pitaron of listening to the Shliach Tzibur. I have one question, okay? One very, very simple question. The Gemara wanted to use Habiyachid Habitzibur Ketzpein Ravasi. Why don't you repeat if you forget Birchas Hashanim, right? Vakash and Birchas Hashanim, because you can say Shliach Tzibur. But Ravasi said if you forget Masha Rachman Hageshem, you have to repeat. Why can't I use the same solution for Masha Rachman Hageshem? If Ravasi is talking about somebody who's davening a minyan, so how could you say Masha Ruach, repeat, the same Talmud Tal Bracha, don't repeat. You could listen to the Shliach Tzibur. Why can't the Shliach Tzibur be a solution for both? Okay? It's not a wonderful diuk. It's not a wonderful question. It could be Lav Davka. We're going to reject this answer anyway, so, you know, it didn't explain why it really wouldn't work out in Ravasi. We have a different reason it doesn't work out in Ravasi. Ravasi said, Neshiach lo'omer b'shomei tefillah. But what I want to suggest is it possible to say that there are certain things that if you forget them, then you can't listen to the Shliach Tzibur. Other things that if you forget, you can solve by listening to the Shliach Tzibur. And what would be the criterion? Why would Masha Ruach Marit Hageshem be something that it wouldn't be enough to listen to the Shliach Tzibur? And why would the same Talmud Tav Bracha be something that you can listen to Shliach Tzibur? Is such a position a possibility? Okay? What I want to do is try to make an argument for such a distinction, that there are things that if you forget, you can't listen to the Shliach Tzibur, while there are other things that if you forget, you can listen to the Shliach Tzibur, and that would be enough. Okay? Let's take a closer look at that Tosfos. In source number 2. Tav lo hiskel shosh chodesh b'avoda chozer la'avoda. Uv'halachos k'dolos pirish dafka b'yachid, aval b'tzibur eno chozer b'nei sheshomo m'shliach tzibur. Miu tzarech l'dakik b'pi achazan, kol os la'os shal tfila, afal pi, kol os la'os shal tfila. You have to listen to every word that he says. What is the principle that the Bahag is working with when he says that you can listen to the Shliach Tzibur? But you have to listen to every single os that he says. What's the principle of the Bahag?
That from Biyotza, it has to be like you said it yourself.
Right. What is that called? Shomea Ka'one. Shomea Ka'one. If it's Shomea Ka'one, by listening to the Shliach Tzibur, it's as if I said everything. Right? Okay? And now he sticks in Afa Pishu Baki. Right? Even though you're a Baki, I'll explain what this problem is later. Ta'amina b'Rosh Hashanah, k'shem shemotzi es she'ina Baki, kach motzi es habaki. That a Shliach Tzibur is motzi not only an eino Baki, but also a Baki as well. Va'af agav damin hasam lo patarom gamliel elaham shebesados, b'shem da'nisi utridi avol b'ir lo. Right? Even though there is a Gemara there that says, who could be Yosef with a Shliach Tzibur? Let's say, I don't want to help. I don't want to daven. I refuse to daven. What I'm going to do is I'm going to listen to Shliach Tzibur. Is that enough? Yes or no? So the Gemara says no. If you don't want to daven, you can't be Yosef the field of Shliach Tzibur through Shomei Ka'one. Shomei Ka'one or the Shliach Tzibur can work for Ha'am Shebesos. There are people that are in the fields that can't go to shul, and the Shliach Tzibur will be motzi them because they're honest. But somebody that comes to shul and says, I refuse to daven, you're not Yosef the field of the Shliach Tzibur. Right? If I refuse to daven, then I can't be yotzei with the tefillah of Shliach Tzibur. Avlechad shespalo kvar lo chashviran kilo lo spalo klal vuadin lechol hadvarim shemachzir also ihadur shamlu mshliach tzibur merosh vatzof nafik. Right? What is the Bahag saying? The Bahag is saying, why can't you be yotzei to listen to Shliach Tzibur? What's the difference between somebody that davened and missed something and somebody that didn't daven at all? What does it make lachetchil b'diavad? Either I'm yotzei b'shliach tzibur, I'm not yotzei b'shliach tzibur. What's lachetchil b'diavad? What's the difference between ones and mazed? If you're mazed, then what do Chazal say? We're going to punish you. Somebody that says, I refuse to daven, we're kones him and we punish him. We say, you can't be Yosef the Tefillah Shliach Tzibur. Let's say someone doesn't know how to daven. That was the Eino Baki that we had before. Somebody that doesn't know how to daven, he could be yotze with the shliach tzibur. Somebody that doesn't have the opportunity of davening, he's stuck, he can't get the shul, he can be yotze with the tefillah of the shliach tzibur. But somebody that knows how to daven, has the opportunity to daven, and refuses to daven, the takana of chazaras hashatz was never instituted for him. And we say, we're not going to allow you to be yotze yidei chavascha with the tefillah of the shliach tzibur. But what happens if somebody who davened and made a mistake? He's not a mazid. He's not an arvayan. He's not a criminal. He's somebody who made a mistake. He's a shodig. So such a person can be yotze with the tefillah of the shliach tzibur. So even though you know how to daven, you're in shul, you're able to daven, and you're able to daven again, there's no reason for you to repeat the entire Shmona Esrei, because you have an opportunity, and we will allow you the opportunity to listen to the Shliach Tzibur, Kol Os Va'Os, and be yotze through the tefillah of Chazas HaShatz, Midin Shomea Ka'ona. Okay? That's the Bahag. It's a very, very simple shita. But according to the Bahag, it's clear that there can be no distinction between Mashiva Ruach Maragashim and the same Talmud Tal Racha, because the Bahag says explicitly, anything that you miss that Machzir also, you could be Yotzi with a Shliach Tzibur. What interests me more is the second day in Tosos. V'arav, Rav Meir Pasak, Dafka Shachach Lahazkir Shol Rosh Chodesh. Aval shachach bracha shlema machzir noso ve'ena yotze b'shmiyasa v'shliach tzibur. If you forgot Yelav Yavo, you could listen to shliach tzibur. But if you forgot an entire bracha, then you can't be yotze v'shliach tzibur. And it seems to be obvious that if we're viewing it from the perspective of, is he a criminal, is it shogeg, or is it mazid, there's no significant difference between missing part of a bracha or missing a whole bracha. You made a mistake, right? Forgetting Yalav Yavo or forgetting Rifa'enu, there's no significant difference. If somebody wanted a daven, he made a mistake and he got confused and he missed a bracha. He's not a criminal. He's not mazid. He's not somebody that you want to give a knas to. What I want to show is that it's not that not missing a whole bracha is as if you didn't daven at all, and therefore we don't like, and therefore we punish you. From the perspective of the Bahag, what we're dealing with is a totally different theory of how to deal with this halacha of listening to the tefillah of the Shliach Tzibur. And a theory that would distinguish between somebody who missed an entire bracha and somebody who missed the Yalav Yavo. Now, working with this shita, we could find there are cases where, somebody who didn't daven properly, it might fall under one model, or it might fall under the other model. We have to define, what are these two models? What's the model of somebody who can listen to the Shliach Tzibur, and what's the model of somebody who can't listen to the Shliach Tzibur? When does it fall into one category? When does it fall in the other category? What's the difference between missing Yalav Yavo and missing an entire bracha? To say it's a question of whether you're mazid or shogeg doesn't work. Here they're both shogeg. Okay, so in order to understand this, what we're going to do is look at the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, which is the source for Chazaras Hashatz. The Mishnah says in Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, source number 3, Kishem Shishliach Tzibur Chayev, Kach Kol Yachid V'Yachid Chayev. Just like a Shliach Tzibur is Chayev to daven, so too every individual has to daven himself, a private tefillah, Tefillah Shiachid. Ram Gamliel Omer Shliach Tzibur Mosi Yitzharab Yidei Chavasam. Ram Gamliel says, no, the Shliach Tzibur can be davening for everybody. We don't need Tfilas Yachid. According to Ram Gamliel, it's sufficient to have the Chazar Sashat. You don't need Tfilas Yachid. The Gemara later on, source number 4, brings a Braisa. Amru lo Ram Gamliel, lidvarecha, lama tzibur mispalin. Why is this Yachid davening at all? Amru lehem, kidei lahazdir Shliach Tzibur tfilaso. The reason that the Yechidim daven in order to give the Shliach Tzibur an opportunity to go over the tefillah so he shouldn't make mistakes. They didn't have siddurim in those days. It was before the printing press. Right? So the people would daven belachash in order to give the Shliach Tzibur the opportunity to repeat in his mind the tefillah so that he won't make mistakes. Amar lehem Ram Gamliel, lidivrechem, lama Shliach Tzibur, yored lefnei ha-teva. According to you, that every individual has to daven, why do you need Chazal Sashatz? In order to yotzi the people that don't know how to daven, that was the reference in Tosfos to an Eino Baki. Amar lehem, kashem shemotzi yitzhein avaki, kach motzi yitzhabaki. You know, there's no difference. Chazar sashash, shliach tzibur can motzi a baki as well. But what we have here is a machlokas. What is the ideal? Is the ideal that individuals daven, and the shliach tzibur only davens in order to be motzi as she'eino baki? But the ideal is that every individual davens as an individual? Or is the ideal that the shliach tzibur davens for the entire community? And the only reason individuals daven is in order to give the shliach tzibur opportunity to daven. Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you a silly question. Is it possible that, you know, if basically all you need is chazar shashatz, that every individual daven, you know, a bracha levatala in order to give the shliach tzibur an opportunity to daven? Does that make any sense? In other words, even if we say that according to Gamliel, the ideal is chazar shashatz, nevertheless there's meaning to the tefillah of every yachid. And conversely, according to the Karab Gamliel, according to Chachamim, even though every individual daven himself, there's meaning to the chazar shashatz, even if there doesn't happen to be an eino baki in the room. Let's take a look at source number 5, the last Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Amrav Acha bar Avira, Amrav Shimon Chasida. Poter Hayaram Gamliel Afilu Am Shebesados. Velomi bai Hani de Kaim Yahacha. Not only people in Shula Yotze, but even people that are not Shula Yotze. So the Gemara says, Adarabba. Hani Anisi, Hani Lo Anisi. People in Shula, people that in the Sados, they're honest. People in Shula, they're not honest. The Tani Abba Vered Rabin Yamin, Barchia. Am shecharei kohanim einu b'chal bracha. People that are in back of the kohanim, in back of shul during brachas kohanim, the bracha isn't chal on them. They're punished because they, if they want to, they can go in front of the kohanim and they refuse. So too, people that are in shul and are not honest and don't daven, why should it cover them? But people that have no opportunity, it works for them. Ela kiyasa rabin am rabbi Yaakov bar Idi am rabbi Shimon chasida lo patam gul ela am shebesados my time mishum da nisi v'mlacha avo v'ir lo. Right? People that are honest and can't come to shul, they're patr. Right? Or people that are eino baki, it's motzi then. But it's not motzi people that come to shul and can daven by themselves. Now I have only one question. If Ram Gamliel is working, or if Shliach Tzibur works through the mechanism of Shomea Ka'one, how does it part of the Am Shebesados? They didn't hear a thing. How are they Yotze with the Tefillah of the Shliach Tzibur? The obvious conclusion is that it doesn't work through the mechanism of Shomea Ka'one. So how does it work? How does Chazar Shashatz work? How can the Shliach Tzibur, who davens in shul, pater people who are out in the fields? No suggestions?
Maybe it reminds me of them. He has some sort of representative of the Kehila.
The answer is, what is a Shliach Tzibur? He's a Shliach for the Tzibur. And what a Shliach Tzibur davens, it's a communal prayer as opposed to an individual prayer. And anybody that's part of that community is Yotze because of the community davened. Yes?
How can you say that people in the community, if they're not in the Makom Tefillah, wouldn't we say that, within this idea that if you want to be part of the community, you would at least come to Beit Tefillah to be Yotze with the Chazal?
Well, we would like that, but you see, our idea of minyan or tefillah is shul. But if usually we think, if you have a little, if you have a little shtetl, with five Jews in it, you're gonna have two different minyan, right? That's what you view things. But I mean, in an ideal sense, if you have a little kfar, you'll have one shul. You'll have a Sephardi minyan, an Ashkenazi minyan, and you had only one minyan, one shul, and that shul was where the entire village prayed. That was where the entire village prayed. And therefore, when you talk about community, the definition of community is not who comes to shul. The definition of community is who's part of that community. And the shliach of tzibur is a shliach of the tzibur. And the tzibur is everybody that lives in that village.
So we're not going to set the boundaries of the community as the
obviously we're going to have problems when you have a big city and you have 1,000 different shliach, right? And you know which chazan is going to be yotzi this person who didn't go to shul. I don't know how to break this down into an urban setting. But forget about an urban setting. What happens nowadays? What is the Gemara talking about? The Gemara is talking about a small little village. There are farmers that, again, they're still in the fields because you know they're working till sunset, you know, to make a living, and from Zuricha to Shkia, they're there, and they didn't get the shul from Mincha, right? So the shliach tzibur is a shliach for them, and basically it's not working through shulei ka'oneh, but it's working through the idea of a communal prayer. Right? And anybody that's part of that community is yotzei. Mashal mahav davar dome, right? Right. We say tefilos keneged tamidim tiknun, right? When we bring a carbon tamid in the mikdash, right? It's a carbon tzibur, right? A kohen brings the carbon, but who's yotzei on that carbon? All of Am Yisrael. Because the Kohen is Shluchei Didan and he's doing something for all of Am Yisrael. It's a communal prayer. It's a communal karma. And therefore the chiddush of Rav Gamliel is that if a shliach tzibur can be motzi ha'am shebesados, it's because the tefillah is a tefillah of the tzibur. As opposed to every individual that davens who's not davening as a shliach tzibur, but he's davening as an individual, he's davening for himself, he's not davening for anybody else. But it's not working through the mechanism of Shonei Ka'oneh. Otherwise, you would have to be in shul. Of course, if you're in shul, but instead of going in front, you go in the back, and you refuse to be part of, well, that's a different story. You say, I don't want to be part of the community. You don't want to be part of the community. You will not be part of that community. If you refuse to be part of the community of prayer, it doesn't work for you. But anybody that wants to be part of the community, but he doesn't have the opportunity, is Yotzei the tefillah of the Shliach Tzibur. This is an interesting idea. It's a fascinating idea.
So, where does that leave space for individual prayer?
We're getting there. I think that again we'll talk about it more next week when we talk about Musaf and Bleed either. But I think that this is exactly what Rav Gamliel and Chachamim are arguing about. Do we basically view tefillah as an individual avodas Hashem or as a communal avodas Hashem? What's the paradigm of tefillah? Is it something that the community does as a community? And basically, in an ideal situation where the Shliach Tzibur knew how to daven, so only, there would be only Chazar Sashatz, and nobody would daven personally. Or is the paradigm of Tefillah Sayachir. However, since there are people that don't know how to daven, therefore they instituted a communal Tefillah in order to cover those that don't know how to daven also. Okay? My question, according to the Bahag, is that what does he mean when he says you have to listen to call osva osm pi achazan if it's working as a communal prayer? If it's working as a tefillah of the tzibur, and you don't even have to be in the room, you could be in the field, so it's not working within Shomer Ka'oneh. And obviously the answer is that Chazas Shas works two ways. It can work as a communal prayer for people that are honest and are not even around. But for somebody who's in shul, and he knows how to daven, but he missed the same Talmud Tal of Racha, or Mashmar Ruach, or Yalav Yavo, he could be Yotzei through Shomer Ka'oneh. Okay, it's working in two different ways, otherwise the Bahag makes no sense. Okay, but again, as I said, the Bahag is clear, the Bahag is working through Shomei Ka'oneh. All I'm pointing out is that Chazas HaShatz works in another way, at least as well. Maybe only in another way, but at least also in another way. The other way that it works is by being a tefillah, a corporate tefillah, right? What's a corporation? A corporation is, it's not individuals or partners, it's a corporation. We are a corporation. It's not me or you, that's why it's called limited liability, right? If the corporation goes bankrupt, I didn't go bankrupt, you didn't go bankrupt, the partners didn't go bankrupt, the corporation went bankrupt. It's a fictitious body that's not us. It's not me or you, it's us. Right? There's an idea of us. There's the idea of Am Yisrael. There's the idea of Tzibur. This is a tefillah not of Reuven, Shimon, or Levi. It's a tefillah of the Tzibur, of the entire town. The entire town is davening when in that town, right, the Shiach Tzibur gets up and davenes for all the members of the town. Let's take a look at a Yerushalmi source number 6. Tani. Kol mitzvah she'adam patur, adam motzi tzarav midei chobasam. Right? Regarding all kinds of things, you can have a din of Shomei Ka'oneh. Chutz mi'birchas ha'mazon. Right? There are a number of exceptions. Birchas ha'mazon, no. V'ad taninan kol she'enu chai b'davar, ein motzi tzarav midei chobasam. Right? Birchas ha'mazon, if you ate, you have to say birchas ha'mazon. Somebody else can't say birchas ha'mazon for you. Zimun is a different process because, again, Zimun might be birchas ha'mazon of the group, of the three. But normally, the only way that it could work is if you say birchas ha'mazon yourself. You ate, you bench. V'ad then kol she'enu chai b'davar ein motzi tzarav midei chobasam, ha'im haya chai v'afilu im yatza motzi, am rab like shani birchas ha'mazon dechsiba, birchas ha'mazon is different. Dechsiba v'achalta v'sabata uverachta sashem lokecha mishacha hu yivarech. You ate, you bench. I can't bench for you. You have to bench yourself. I didn't eat for you. You ate yourself. You bench yourself. Rab Yosi, Rab Yuda ben Pazi havi mesivin amru lo mistaver b'kriya shekoyecha v'chay mishani b'fiv. Also in Kriyashma, I can't say Kriyashma for you. Everybody is an individual. The makabel omoch shalayim yekim mishanim b'fiv. Lo mistabi b'tefila. Sheikol echavechem makish rachem amlatzmo. Tefila is something you have to do as an individual. I can't daven for you. I can't ask rachemim for you. You have to ask rachemim for yourself. You need something. You have to ask rachemim. In other words, there are three exceptions to the rule of Shomei Ka'oneh. One exception is birchas ha'mazon. Second exception is kriyashma. Third exception is tefila. This obviously is working within the frame of reference of Chacham, who say that the paradigm of tefillah is individual tefillah. So let's take a look at a Ritva. Rabbanan motzi la'olam she'eino baki v'tzibur miyas. Right? Even though every individual has to daven for himself, but the chazan is why? The chazan is in order to motzi she'en abaki. Avalo b'yachid. But b'yachid, I can't daven for you. K'detnan yachid shlo birech ein chaver mavarech lo, shekol echad ve'echa yesh lo l'shan yathid. It's a paraphrase of the Yerushalmi. Right? Everybody has to daven for himself, and therefore you can't daven for me. Shomei Ka'oneh doesn't work. Kiddush, I can make kiddush for you. We don't need a minyan. I can make kiddush for you. But by tefillah, I can't daven for you. And therefore, Chazas HaShatz is not working the Ritvas through the idea of Shomei Ka'oneh, otherwise you wouldn't need a minyan. Aba b'tzibur chashuv tziruf. Ke'ilu hu motzi b'fiv. What is he saying here? What does this mean? Tzibur chashuv tziruf ke'ilu hu motzi b'fiv. What is the Ritvas saying?
Altogether as one.
He's saying, I'm not davening for you. We're davening. You daven because you're part of we. How does it work? How am I motzi she'eino baki? Not by me davening for you through Shomei Ka'oneh, because I can't do that, because tefillah is something that's individualistic, but by us davening. How do we daven? The shliach of the entire tzibur davens. You don't have to have everybody saying it together. The shliach of the tzibur davens. And that's how you motzi a sheinu baki. Because it's ke'ilu he was motzi b'fiv. Because we daven. Not I and you and him, but we daven. It's tziruf. What the Ritva says over here is parallel, by the way, to what the Ra'ah, the Ritva was a Talmud of the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah in Brachos, Nachman Bez, says something similar regarding zimur. He's machalik between me being motzi you as opposed to tziruf, where everybody just says it as an individual. Now he wants to apply this idea even to Ram Gamliel. That Ram Gamliel is working through the idea of a tefillah of what? A communal tefillah. And therefore individuals don't have to daven. Therefore even it works for a baki. Because, why? Because we davened. I didn't daven for you through Shomeka Ono, we davened. But if you don't have a minion, it doesn't work. You need a we, you need a group. A group is a minion. Right? Everybody, it says one, they're one unit, one organic unit. Right? Chachamim say, since there is a preference to davening as an individual, right? Therefore, unless you don't know how to daven, you have to daven by yourself, right? And you can't be motzi, because when you yotzi through a communal prayer, you haven't davened as an individual. And therefore, b'di'evin, if you can't daven as an individual, then you're motzi as through the community. But if you can daven as an individual, then you can't be yotzi through the community.
So how can we have a mitzvah davening in a minyan if it's preferable to daven individually?
You're confusing two different things. And don't think that you're not going to wake up tomorrow.
No, that's
right? There are two different things. There's tefillah of the tzibur, tefillah's hat tzibur, and there's tefillah bit tzibur. Even when you daven as individuals, you should daven with a minyan. Mm. Right? Because there's a school of that tefillah bit tzibur is neskabel on Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So even if you're davening as individuals, everybody agrees. Rabbanan and Ram Gamliel both agree that you go to shul and you daven with a minyan. Because then there's a school that the tefillah will be neskabel. But if you have to base yourself on your own personal merit, so I don't know if I'm worthy of my tefillah being in the skabel. So daven tefillah bitzibur, that's clear. The question that we're talking about here is tefillah's hatzibur, not tefillah in a minyan, but tefillah of a minyan. The minyan daven, not individuals within the context of a minyan. Okay. So everybody wakes up tomorrow morning. Okay. Okay. Now. Based on, according to the Ritva, right, my question is, let's say I davened, and I wasn't Yotze because I left out Shemayat, I left out something, I left out the Alev Yavo. Right? So, I didn't daven as an individual. So is it okay for me now to listen to the Shliach Tzibur?
You're onus.
What?
Well, you're onus.
I'm not onus. I could daven again as Yachid. Why should I not be yotze the chiyuv as an individual and be yotze only as a part of the tzibur, part of the communal davening? You only do it with the eved, right? If you can't daven, you can't daven as an individual, so you'll be part of. So we have a solution: be part of the community prayer. Okay, fine. But what happens if? So it's not a knas, right? The reason that you have to daven as an individual is not as a knas. But the reason that you have to daven as an individual is because l'chatchila, every individual has his own personal needs, and he should daven as an individual. It's an opportunity. It's not a punishment. So if I daven, then I miss something, and my tefillah wasn't good, and I have to repeat. So why should I listen to Shliach Tzibur? So basically what I want to say is that when we daven, and we miss something, and we have to repeat Shmona Esrei, you could have two different models. One model is my davening was perfectly good, and I have to repeat Shmona Esrei because in order to repeat what I had missed. Let me explain. For instance, Gemara says that if you daven on Moshe Shabbos, you forget Havdalah. You don't have to repeat davening because you can say Havdalah Alakos. You have only two opportunities for saying Havdalah. You can say Havdalah in Tefillah, and you can say Havdalah Alakos. What happens if there would be no Kos? How else can I possibly say Havdalah?
Well, there's no Chazos HaShatz and Mariv.
There's no Chazos HaShatz. So you don't have to do Chozer on Mariv because you could say Havdalah on Kos. Let's say you couldn't say Havdalah on Kos. Let's say there would be no Din of Havdalah on Kos. You would have to repeat Mariv in order to say Havdalah. Was I Yotzei Tefillah or was I not Yotzei Tefillah? Is Havdalah an intrinsic part of Tefillah? Yes or no? The answer is no. It's not an intrinsic part of Tefillah. Why do I repeat Shemona Esrei for Havdalah? Because Shemona Esrei is the context in which you could say Havdalah. Havdalah is said in Atochanim Ladam Das. Ein Das Havdalah Minayim. Right? If there would be no Takan of Havdalah Alakos, and if you forgot Havdalah in Chonin Adas, you would have to repeat Shemona Esrei. Why is it not a Brach Levatala? Because it's legitimate to Davin in order to say Havdalah. It's not Levatal. But it's not that I wasn't Yotzei my Tefillah. By the way, I forgot. When I said that the individuals davened in order that the Shliach Tzibur should get ready, they're davening as Yechidim. It's not a Brach Levatal. They're davening as Yechidim. If the Shliach Tzibur would know, the paradigm of Kom Gamliel is Shliach Tzibur, but it's not a Brach Levatal. It's a Tefillah Tzirach Yachid. When we say that the Shliach Tzibur davens to be Motzei Sheina Baki, and it's not a Brach Levatal, even if there is no Sheina Baki, because he achieved the communal Tefillah. You know, it's not a Brach Levatal. It's not a Tefillah Shav. Because it adds a different aspect to the field that didn't happen before. But let's get back to our point. My point is that when I miss something in the field, let's say I missed the entire bracha, then it's as if I didn't daven. My tefillah is puzzled. It's as if I didn't daven. On the other hand, if I skipped Yalav Yavo, is it if I didn't daven or not? What happens if I left that Yalav Yavo? What's the halacha?
Repeat.
You repeat. But is it because I didn't daven, or is it because I missed Yalav Yavo? Do I have to repeat in order to say Alav Yavo, or do I have to repeat in order to daven? Because as this fight didn't daven. So again, we're a little bit late, so I'll just quote it by Alpeh. There's a wonderful Yerushalmi in Daf Chavav, source number 8, that asks the following question: what happens if on Mincha, on Rosh Chodesh, when the following day is Chol, you daven Mincha and forget Alav Yavo, and you don't remember until Maariv? Do you daven Maariv twice or not?
No.
So Tosis has two different days. One day it says you daven Maariv twice. When you miss Yalav Yavo and Mincha, it's as if you didn't daven. If one doesn't daven, one has Tashlum, you daven Maariv twice, correct? The other day, Tosis says, no, there's no point in davening Maariv twice. The only reason that you, because you already daven Mincha, all you missed was Yalav Yavo. When you daven Maariv, you're not going to say Yalav Yavo anyway because it's after Rosh Chodesh. What's the machlokas in Tosos? The machlokas in Tosos is whether leaving out Yalav Yavo is, does it passel your tefillah? And is it if you didn't daven Mincha? If you didn't daven Mincha, daven Maariv twice. Or you did daven Mincha. The reason that you're chozer is in order to say Yalav Yavo. And if it's after Rosh Chodesh, you're not going to say Alav Yavo anyway, so it's pointless. That's exactly what Tosis is saying. Now my question is, when you leave out Bakashas Geshamim in Birch Hashanah, is it if you didn't daven, or you daven, but you left out an important Bakasha? Is Bakashas Geshamim an intrinsic part of the Bracha of Birchas Hashanim, and it's as if you didn't say Birchas Hashanim at all, or you say Birchas Hashanim, but you left out a Bakasha?
In the latter.
How do you know?
Because you don't have to repeat.
Because you can say it in Shema Tefillah.
Oh.
Because you can say it in Shema Tefillah. If it were an intrinsic part of the Bracha, what can you say in Shema Tefillah? So apparently it's an important Bakasha. So you still have an opportunity to say that Bakasha in Shema Tefillah. But after Shema Tefillah, you've lost that opportunity. So you have to repeat. So comes along Rav Meir and says, but if you're in a tzibur, so you have another opportunity. You listen to Shliach Tzibur, not Kolos Fa'os, not Shomei Ka'onah. You listen to the Bakasha of Geshamim. Because you already were Yotzei your tefillah. You davened as a Yachid. What you're missing is a Bakasha. What you're missing is Yalav Yavo. Assuming that it didn't pass you your whole tefillah. When you leave out Masha Ruach Mordageshe, is that an intrinsic part of the bracha or not? Is it if you didn't daven at all, or is it you daven, you just left out in Haskaras Geshamim?
It's intrinsic.
What?
It's intrinsic.
Well, there is Yerushalmi that says even that you can say in Shemayat Tefillah, but we don't hold like the Yerushalmi. And it's part of the Gevuros. In the winter, this is the way that the Gevuros Hashem is reflected. And therefore, it's very, very possible to say that Masha Ruach Mara Geshem is an intrinsic part of the bracha. And that's, by the way, why we start saying Masha Ruach Mara Geshem immediately after Sukkot, because it's part of the bracha of Gevuros, but we don't say the same Talmud Bracha until we need it. Because the actual bakasha is only when we want it to rain, not when the midah of Gevuros Geshamim expresses itself. So basically, according to the second model of understanding why you could be yotzei through listening to Shtiyat Tzibur, it would depend. If you didn't daven at all, repeat. Because l'chatchila, if you're able to, daven as an individual. The only time you're gonna listen to the Shliach Tzibur is if you're Yosei Tefillah, but you miss something external. And then the question is, when do I look at it as if you missed the basic part of Tefillah? When do I look at it as if you missed something external? And you could have an argument regarding Yalav Yavo. You could distinguish between Masha Ruach Mara Geshem and the same Talmud Tala Bracha. What I want to claim is that's exactly what the Gemara says. If you forgot Bakasha, listen to the Shliach Tzibur. But if you forgot Masha Ruach Mara Geshem, you have to repeat. Because Masha Ruach Geshem is an intrinsic part of the Bracha. Another example. We say Hamelech HaMishpat and Melech Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat. Is it a side external askara of Malchus? Or is it that the entire bracha changes during Aseret Yemei Teshuva?
External askaras. External askaras. Because we don't repeat.
What? We do repeat.
Well, Melech Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat.
Melech Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat. There's a big Machlokes Rishonim. Some say repeat by both. Some say you don't repeat by either. And some say HaMelech HaMishpat, you repeat. Melech Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat, you don't repeat, Rabbi Yohan says, because you say Melech anyway. Our Gersa is, right, there was a Gersa of, our Gersa is Melech Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat as opposed to HaMelech HaMishpat, right?
We say HaMelech HaMishpat.
There was a Gersa of HaKel Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat. Our Gersa is Melech. So Rabbi Yonah says, you're Maske Malchus anyway, and therefore you don't have to repeat. Yeah. Other Rishonim say no. You have to repeat, because he didn't say the bracha that they were attacking, Pases Metshuva. What are they arguing about? Exactly this point. In other words, the fact that you're Chozer doesn't mean that your tefillah became Pasul. Sometimes you're Chozer in order to have Ases Metshuva. I have to be Maske Malchus. I wasn't Maske Malchus. I could say Krishna again to be Maske Malchus. Or do I say, no, this is the bracha of Ases Metshuva, if I didn't say it, I have to repeat. But whenever you have something that you have to repeat, you basically have a number of different. Al Nisim is an external addition that doesn't require repetition. It's a hodah. You miss that hodah, okay, it doesn't pass you a tefillah. There are things that if you miss, like if you miss an entire bracha, it's as if you didn't daven. You daven, you realize what day it was, you daven tefillah of Shabbos instead of tefillah of Shachol, well, you didn't daven. You have to daven again. And there are things, whenever you're missing something which is, doesn't change around the tefillah, you always have to ask yourself a question. The thing that I left out, or the thing that I added, did it pass on my tefillah, and as if I didn't daven at all? Or as if I daven, but nevertheless, there's a din of chazara because what I left out was important. And then you could have enough communities, regarding a number of different issues. The one that we discussed today, at least according to Rameir, was whether or not you could be Yotzei with the tefillah of Shliach Tzibur. Now, I'm going to tell you something that we don't usually, we're not somich on, if you forgot something, we don't listen to Shliach Tzibur, because they say we're going to miss a word here, we'll miss a word there, we're not going to listen exactly. But in a case of Suffolk, normally in a case of Suffolk, it's something that you don't normally say. So in a case of Suffolk, we say that there's a chazak, you didn't say, you'd have to repeat it again. But if it's a suffix, you're not sure, then you should listen to Shliach Tzibur. That's what you should do, listen to Shliach Tzibur. That's regarding the question Halacha Maisa. Also, if it's regarding things that don't passel your tefillah, I think there's much more room to listen to Shliach Tzibur, because even if you didn't listen to every single word, nevertheless, if you listen to those, that point which you missed, that would be meaningful. or even if you forgot things, you know, you say, okay, I forgot Al Nisim. So I have no opportunity, I missed it. No. Listen to Shtiach Tzibur. You have to repeat, but there's a reason, there would be a point to pay special attention, you know, even though normally sometimes Chazal says you don't listen to everything. If you've got Al Nisim, you know, so listen to Shtiach Tzibur when he says Al Nisim. Because you could, you know, it's another opportunity to get Al Nisim where you missed it. Okay? So the two issues that I really wanted to raise today was one, the distinction between Tzibur and Yachid, and that the idea of Tzibur is not simply a Shliach Tzibur davening for you within Shomei HaKohanim, but it's a whole different concept of a communal tefillah. That was one thing, we're going to talk about that next week also, Linedah. And the other thing is the things that are additive to the tefillah, to what extent are they intrinsic to the tefillah, and if you miss them, you possibly need tefillah, to what extent are they external additions, that even if you miss them, they didn't necessarily pass the tefillah, but nevertheless, there are cases where you might have to repeat. Okay?